Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With this brand new mercy I'm giving.
We give God the glory today for his goodness. We thank and praise God for his blessings. We serve a mighty good God. Amen. We serve a mighty good God. We thank God for Sister Peggy and this opportunity to come forth on her show today. Also, we want to thank God for eWater Radio for this platform and this opportunity, amen, to be able to come forth. We're grateful. We serve a mighty good God. And all we have to do is continue to trust and depend on him. He will work it out. Scripture says, be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. And all we have to do is just trust and depend on him. We're living in crucial times. Amen. We know by the signs on the wall, the signs of the times, the Bible is unfolding right before our eyes. Amen. The prophecies and things that the Bible has declared would take place in the last days. Amen. We're witnessing it right now. And one thing that we have to understand is that the enemy will use whomever is available to him. Whoever makes himself available to the adversary, they become a vessel for his use. Bible tells us and teaches us that men ought to always to pray and not faint. If we're in prayer and if we're in God's word, amen, that keeps us at a place to where the enemy don't have as much access to us, amen, as he does individuals who don't have a prayer life or who do not take the time out to read God's word, that puts us and keeps us in a place, amen, where the Lord is available to us and can lead and guide us. He said, I would not have you ignorant concerning certain things. Amen. He keeps us at a place to where we're alert. He said, watch and pray. Amen. And when we're watchful and prayerful, amen, the enemy cannot use us the way he desires to use us because we're keeping ourselves, amen, at a place to where God can use us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen on that. Oh, praise the Lord.
So we're thanking
I believe
God
I had some technical
again,
difficulties.
Amen. For our sister Peggy, amen. The Lord allowing her, amen, to be instrumental in the platform that she has, amen, to encourage God's people and the women. Amen. We thank God for this door of opportunity. Amen. The word of God needs to be declared and preached. The word of God, the love of God, needs to be spread abroad. Amen. And just for a few minutes, if I may, just something that has really been, I guess you could say, pressing me in my spirit and really something that's been really troubling me is how I'm watching how I remember when the church and different ones was talking about how there was so much fighting in the streets. There's a black-on-black crime, if you will, in the streets. And watching how that's evolving and how that's going forth, black young men and black young women fighting one another, taking each other's lives over some of the most, as we say, ridiculous reasons. Amen. And then I watched how the enemy, in his devices, in his tricks, the enemy has filtered that not just into the secular world. We see comedians and we see the music industry. We see the actors in that industry. They're fighting one another. They're bickering and they're fighting one another and they're tearing one another down. When you can look on Instagram, on social media, even on the news, and you can see how different individuals are finding flaws and searching out and finding the flaws and the faults in their fellow brothers and their fellow sisters, and they're lashing out and they're publicizing it and putting it on blast. And now the enemy in his devices have taken that and brought that into the body of Christ. And we see now that the churches and the believers have allowed the spirit to enter in to where you find pastors and bishops and ministers and women of God and men of God fighting one another, finding fault in one another. And it's not so much as they're commenting or saying something about others, but what they're doing is they're searching. They're looking and they're digging into individuals' past. They're digging into individuals' personal and private lives to find mess and junk and to find things to use to tear down their brother and sister. Growing up in the church, amen, I'm a Kojic boy, born and raised, Church of God in Christ, amen. And I watched how back in the day when I was a young man or a child growing up, how the ministers or the elders or the pastors, they would cover one another, amen. When they would, they brother, as the scripture says in Galatians 6, 1 and 2, it said, brethren, if any man or woman be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be also tempted. So, in other words, put yourself in that individual's place. You may not have a drinking problem, a smoking problem. You may not be caught in adultery, as a woman that speaks of in the Bible that was caught in adultery, how they went and they found her in the midst of what she was doing, only to find fault. And there was a time when the brethren would cover one another. If they saw a brother that was out of line or out of place, they would go to that individual, and they would get them and secure them, cover them, if you will, take them into privacy and talk with them, pray with them, encourage them, amen, to keep the public and the church and the body of Christ from seeing them in this condition. And they would restore that brethren so that nobody would know, amen, what his fault was or his flaw was or his downfall was. But now we find individuals searching out the flaws of individuals, of these men and women of God. The scripture tells us not to touch the anointed of God. Amen. Touch not his anointed one. Amen. The scripture tells us this. And yes, sometimes we want to take the word of God and use it to our advantage. Amen. One thing that I was raised upon and raised in is when it comes to the word of God, it's not for us to go off of what we feel. Nowadays, so many people are in their feelings. A saying now, oh, he's in her feelings, or she's in his feelings, or he's in his feelings. And so many of us as the body of Christ, we're in our feelings. And we're not going off of what the Spirit of God is saying. We're going off of what we feel the Scripture is saying to us. Amen. And because of this, the spirit of delusion has crept in to the body of Christ. And there is a strong spirit of delusion that has come into the minds of the people of God. And if you're not prayerful and watchful, the Spirit will get on you and have you thinking something that's not to be, and have you taking the word of God and twisting the word of God to fit you or to accommodate you. Amen. And sometimes what happens is we're living in sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's up to each one of us to develop a relationship with God. It's not about religion. Amen. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. And my mind goes to when I was doing some reading, how back in the days when the slaves were out there in the fields picking cotton and doing their daily chores, amen, a lot of times they would have their own experience with God, amen, and they would have their own meetings that they would secretly go to after they worked in the fields and go and meet to where they had their private meetings where they would talk to God. It wasn't about religion, but it was about their spiritual connection to the Almighty. And that's what we have gotten away from now. So many of us are now so religified that we're no good. We're so religified that we can't help one another. We can't look at one another and see past this flesh and see past the flaws. But we're looking at directly at the flaws of a fallen man as opposed to seeing the God in that man or woman. And so we need to get back to our roots, and our roots is spirituality. Being connected to God, being connected to the Almighty. Amen. I've read the scriptures, amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels of Jesus Christ, and I haven't found in there anywhere where Jesus Christ bashed the believers or bashed the individual. He got on the case of those that was in the temple selling. He chased them out. Even the ones that came to condemn this woman that was caught in adultery, amen. All he did was bring to their understanding and light, well, if you're without sin, then you cast the first stone. Amen. He said, I'm not condemning them, and I'm not condemning this woman. But what I'm trying to do and what y'all to understand is I'm bringing y'all to, I want y'all to understand to come to a place to see that we all have sinned. There is not one of you that's without sin in your life. You may have caught her in hers. Because you searched her out. You searched her out, and you found her and caught her in the midst. But what about you? What is your sin? What is your shortcoming? What is your flaw? Yours may be in secret. You may get home in your behind your private closed doors and do your dirt then. But somebody else's may be out open. So nobody's in the place to cast a stone, or nobody's in the place to pass judgment on anyone, but we all must come before the Lord, ask the Lord for repentance. Say, for example, your sin may not be cussing. You may not be an adulteress. You may not be a fornicator, but you are a judger, and the Bible says what? Judge not, that you be not judged. So we all have to come before the Lord and bow our knees and ask for forgiveness, because somewhere in there or another, it's that we have committed a sin. Did you not know that it's a sin not to praise and give God glory? Did you know that? That's a sin not to give God glory and magnify the God of creation? That's a sin. So we all have to come to the understanding. There's a sin of omission and a sin of commission. And there's sins that we commit daily that we're not even aware of. So the Bible lets us know that nobody is above anyone, that we all must bow our knees before the Christ and before God and ask for forgiveness and live a life godly. And seek him daily. And that's why we have the word of God before us, is to seek the Lord. That he says, seek me while I may be found and call on me while I'm near. The scripture tells us in Romans, it says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. If we're seeking after those things that make peace and the things that can edify one another, it's not for me to come and to tear you down, but it's for me to come and edify you, to build you up. If I see you making a mistake or in a flaw or coming short before God, it's not for me to pass judgment on you, but it's for me to give you an encouraging word and to let you know you're going to make it. Brush yourself off. Dust yourself off, get up, and keep on pushing. Get up and keep on going. Don't stop here. Don't wallow in your mistake. Don't wallow in your mistake. Don't let the enemy beat you up and have you thinking that all is over now. I'm done. I might as well go on back to the world. I might as well go on and just give up. No, the devil is a lie. You brush yourself off and say, Lord, forgive me for what my mistakes, forgive me for my sins, and you keep on pushing. Greater things are waiting for us ahead if we keep pressing forward. But if we give up and throw in the towel, the enemy is sitting there waiting. The Bible tells us that hell has enlarged itself because so many people are going away from God as opposed to coming to. But he also lets us know that there's going to be a great gathering. Oh, yes, there's going to be a great gathering of the saints and of the believers. Your walk with God is not the same as my walk with God. So I can't base my walk with God according to how you walk with the Lord. What you, and let me share this with you. I went through something in the beginning of my ministry when I got saved and accepted my calling into the ministry. The Lord was dealing with me personally about wearing an earring. I used to wear an earring in my left ear. Okay, I wore an earring. And the Lord began to deal with me. And I want you to know, as the Lord began to deal with me about that earring, my leader came to me. At the time, the late Bishop B.R. Benbow came to me and said, son, take that earring out of your ear. Well, me being a young man and, you know, being in the flesh, I said, well, I just won't wear it. The Bible says, eat meat offends my brother. I just won't eat it in front of him. Well, I won't wear my earring around Bishop or to the church. But I want you to know I was in my private life going about my daily life, getting up, going to my little job and schooling and different things. And I got up one morning to put that earring in my ear. I couldn't get out of the door good to start my day without feeling some kind of way down in my spirit. If you have the Spirit of God down on the inside and you listen to him, listen to him, you'll feel his move. You'll feel him pull back. And so I took that earring out of my ear. And when I did, I felt a lifting and a release within me. Now, it was not for me to go out and preach. You're going to hell if you have earring. Men, take them earrings out of your ear. You're going to hell. It wasn't for me to preach that. That was for me, according to walk. So my walk is different from your walk. You may be okay with wearing an earring.
God.
You may be okay with wearing two earrings, but that's your
walk.
Right. But I'm telling you what the Lord did, what he told me. Do you understand? So there are times when the Lord will give us something and deal with us according to our walk with him individually, but it's not for you to take what the Lord tells you to go bash somebody else and condemn and send somebody else to hell for doing it. That's for your walk. It's a personal walk before God that we have to have. When we stand before the Lord, we stand before him individually. When we go to the Lord, we go to him individually. Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. It's me, Lord. I need your help. Teach me your way.
Amen.
And when he begins to teach us his way, amen, and lets us know what his way is for us, we accept that and walk accordingly. Not trying to bash or tell nobody else that this is what the Lord told me to tell you. No, you just do what the Lord tells you to do because it's an individual thing. The scripture tells us to follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. To look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So if we are following peace with all men, the Bible says holiness without which no man can see the Lord. That lets us know that we have to be at peace with one another. All this bickering, all this strife, all this hating on each other, all this jealousy, then let us know that that's not of God. You can't be jealous of your brother and sister and be at peace too. It's something wrong. There's a clash somewhere. There is a strong delusion and a deception there. If you feel that you can hate on me or be jealous of me, what God is doing for me, and still be at peace with me, there's a calamity. There's confusion. Go back and search it out. Ask the Lord, Lord, here I am. Search my heart, Lord. Search my heart. Be honest with yourself. And that's one thing I have learned to do is be honest with myself. When I go before God, I go before God as an open book. Amen. Another quick testimony. The Lord, when I first got saved and I was doing things, I was in the ministry now. I'm not ashamed to tell on myself because I want somebody to be helped and encouraged. I want somebody to be delivered. Amen. When I got saved and I was smoking weed, back to back. I had a blunt in the morning, blunt in the afternoon, blunt at night. I was smoking weed. I got accepted my calling to the ministry. I was still smoking weed. My ex-wife would say, baby, I'm afraid for you. You scare me because you're smoking weed and you're getting in the pulpit. You're smoking weed and you're getting up before God's people. I have a fear for you. God, something's going to happen. I continued that for a while until I got to myself. I said, Lord, I enjoy smoking weed. But if it's not pleasing to you, take the taste away. Take the desire away, Lord. If it's not, and I was honest. In no sense in trying to lie. The Lord knows everything about us anyway. He knows our ins and our outs anyway. And so I said, Lord, here I am, Lord. You know my heart. I'm not going to try to lie and cover up and make up nothing because I'm talking to you. And you know my heart. You know, the Bible says you know my thoughts are far off. But Lord, I said, Lord, I enjoy smoking weed, but I don't want to do it if it's displeasing to you. And Lord, it is my desire to please you, Lord. Take the taste and desire away. I want you to know that I don't even remember when it left me, but the desire left. The taste left and the desire left. I can be around in the midst of people. That's how you know you delivered. When you are in the midst of people or around people and somebody fire up one, a blunt or something, and you smell it and it doesn't affect you any, that's how you know you delivered. The Lord delivered me. I'm not talking about I stopped and I quit myself on my own. No, the Lord did it. He honored my prayer and he took the taste and the desire away from me. And I'm so grateful because when he did that and I allowed him to take it away, doors began to open for me. He took me to another level in him. My mind was more clearer. My understanding was more clearer. I was seeing clearer. You understand? But when we allow things to fog our mind and clog our heart up, and we're thinking that we're doing something good and right, but we're not because we're holding stuff in our heart. It's the same thing. Ask the Lord, Lord, I want to please you. I have this thing in my heart towards this sister or towards this brother, and I don't want to continue like this, Lord. Number one, I don't want to be left here. When you call, when that trumpet of God sounds, I want to hear that trumpet, and I want to be caught up with you. But, Lord, most importantly, while I'm here on this earth and I'm abiding down here in this tabernacle, I want to be a vessel of love. I want to be a vessel of glory. I want to be a vessel of honor, Lord. I want to be glory to your name. And that is my prayer daily, Lord. Let me be a light that shines in the midst of a dark world. I want you to get the glory. I want, just like the scripture says, that men may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. They'll look at you and be able to see that there was something different. There was a time, I remember again as a kid coming up, there was a time we knew the saints. We recognized them. We could tell the saints from the world because there was a distinct difference. Now the world has crept into the church to the point and people are allowing this to slide, allowing that to slide, and we're straying away from true holiness. You can't call holiness what it used to be, what it is today, the things that people are doing today, the things that they've allowed to creep into the church. I've gotten to the place, and this is just me now, I've gotten to the place to where I don't even want nobody, when people ask me, what is your faith, what are you, are you a Christian? I say, no, I'm not a Christian, I'm a believer. Because people have taken the word Christian and the label of Christianity and Christian, and they do live any and all kind of lifestyle in all kind of ways and still say, oh, I'm a Christian, but they cuss you out. Oh, I'm a Christian. They live any kind of way, adulterous and fornicated life. Oh, I'm a Christian. Any old kind of thing they present. But they'll tell you in a minute, oh, I'm a Christian. So I said, you know what? I don't even want to identify with that anymore. I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Because they've taken it and they've damaged the labor, the word. And the word Christian, which we call Christian, came from the Romans. And the Romans called the believers Christians back then because they looked like and acted like Christ. So the Romans are the ones that said, you are Christian because you act like that man, Jesus Christ. You act like a sound. It was Peter that was warming himself by the fire when Christ was being crucified and going from judgment hall to judgment hall and being prepared to be put to death. It was Peter that was by the fire, and he was warming himself, and the people that was by the fire with him said, you are one of them. You know that man. Yes, you do. Peter said, no, I don't know him. I don't know him. After Christ had prophesied to him and told him he was going to deny him, he said, you're one of them. They said, you're one of them. He said, no, I don't. No, I'm not. I don't know the man. They said, yes, you do know the man. Even your speech betray you. And when Peter said, huh? My speech betray me? Well, let me fix that. And the Bible said that Peter went to cussing. He said, I'll fix that. I'll change how I sound because I don't want to sound like that because I'm not identified with him. But that's where it came from. The label Christian came from with the Romans, because we are identified with Christ. I want to encourage you today. If you're living a life of Christ, here's some things that we're going to have to do. It may not be comfortable, and it may not be what we desire to do, and it may not be all pleasing to us, but if we have a desire to please God, there are some things that we're going to have to do. There are some people that we're going to have to cut loose. There are some
Amen.
Ways. There are some ways. Some of us have some nasty ways. Some of us have some bad attitudes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. And we walk up in the church and, oh, my God, we're just so deep and so anointed, but we have some of the worst attitudes, have the nastiest attitudes with individuals, with the believers, the body of Christ. I've never seen so much hatred and so much bitterness and so much war like today in the body of Christ. We have bishops and individuals who are going through in their personal life, and the body of Christ is so quick to throw stones and to tear them down.
Yeah.
As opposed to praying for them and lifting them up. The Bible tells us to lift them up to God. Lift
right.
them up to God. Lord, touch this individual. Lord, you know all about it. You intervene. But we're so quick to tear them down and to find flaws and faults in them that it's become sickening. It's really sickening. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves on this side of heaven when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, will be left right here. The Bible lets us know that so many people will go before the Lord. So, Lord, I did this in your name. I did that in your name, Lord. And I did this, and I cast out devils. He's going to say, depart from me. I don't even know you. You're a worker of iniquity. The Lord looks at the intent of our heart. We got to be careful what we hold and harbor in our heart. We can say a whole lot of things with our mouth. Oh, yeah, we can say a whole lot of things, and it sounds good with our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's all said and done, it's what's in the heart. God looks at the intent of the heart, what's going on inside your heart. And we got to be careful and mindful if we desire to please God, to keep it ever before us. Lord, I want to please you. Whatever's in there. Not if you find anything. Sometimes we get self-righteous. Look, if you do, I know I've done this right. No. No, Lord, whatever you find that's not pleasing to you, bring it to my focus and my attention that I may work on it and get it out. Help me, Lord, to get it out, because my desire is to please you. My desire is for my light to shine that others can see you in my life. John tells us to love one another in John 13, 34 and 35, also 15, 12 and 17. It tells us to love one another. You can't love me, my brother, but you're hating on me too. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. You can't love me and talk about me. True friends, one friendship that stood out to me in the Bible is David and Jonathan. That friendship stands out to me. David and Jonathan, that was a bond that they had. Did you not know that Jonathan was King Saul's son? And King Saul, if you go against the king as a law, if you go against the king, you could be put to death. Jonathan went against his dad for his friend David. And when Saul was after David trying to take David out because he found out David was going to be the next king, and Saul was trying to take David out, David was hiding in caves and in the wilderness. Jonathan, his friend, would come to him and bring him food, bring him water, and come and talk to him and keep him company and come to him, knowing all along that his daddy, if he found out, it was a done deal for him. But that was a bond that they had. A love that they had, a friendship that they had that could not be broken, that his father could not break, the king couldn't break it. And we need today to have a friendship like that. We need a bond. If I tell you that I'm your friend, that means I'm not going to talk about you, number one, if I'm your friend. I'm not going to go and talk about you to nobody else. Number one. Number two, as I'm not going to lie, if I happen to be in the midst of some people and your name come up, I'm going to stop them from talking and say, not around me. And if y'all going to continue to talk about this person, then I'm out of this conversation. I'll see you later.
Praise
I'm going.
God.
I'm out of here. But we have to make a stand. We are so weak nowadays, and we just allow things to happen. If the old folks used to say, the same dog that bring a bone will carry one. So if I'm standing there and they're talking about you to me, and I come back and tell you, yeah, so-and-so was talking about you, and then you say something to me about those people, I'm going to take that, say, I'm the same dog that carry and go back over there and tell them, yeah, she said this about. So don't be a dog and don't carry no bones. Nip it. If that's your friend,
amen.
Stand up for your friend and don't allow nobody to talk about your friend in your presence. Nip it. And if you can't nip it, then get on. So I'm out of here. Y'all can do what you go. I can't stop y'all from talking, but I can get away from you and get on about your business. But that's what true friendship is. A friend is somebody that you can call on in the middle of the night, in the midst of your storms, and say, I need you. Can you come through for me? I need you there. A friend can relate and can understand and say, I may not agree with what's going on with you, but guess what? I'm praying with you and I got your back. You my homie. You my dog. You my boy. You my girl. I got you. But that's what a true friend is. And one thing I like about Jesus Christ, he's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. When I say he got your back, he got your back, your front, your sides. He got you covered. The Lord Jesus got you covered. If we can learn to trust in him and depend on him. I'm an individual. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of associates, to be truthful with you. I don't have a lot of people I hang out with. My daughters would tease me. I got two girls, and they would tease me. Said, Daddy, why you don't ever go hang out with somebody with a Super Bowl? Or why you don't go do this and hang out with, well, you ain't got no friends. I said, baby, because I've had my experience. As a young man, when it comes to friends, I've had my experience. And they taught me a real good lesson as a young man. That way I don't have to deal with it as an older man. I've learned my lesson, baby. I've learned how people would do you. They say they're your friend and get up close to you to find out your business and find out what's up with you and use that to their advantage. So I begin to rely on the Lord. I begin to steal away and talk to the Lord. And from that day on, I would find myself hanging around older saints, older men and women of God. I would find, and you know, while I was hanging around and be up under the older saints and the older men and women of God, I was collecting jewels. That's what I was doing. They would drop jewels on me from time to time, little inspirations and nuggets and things of wisdom. I was around them getting their wisdom, feasting off of what they had for me as a young man. I was listening to the older saints and the believers. Give me nuggets and give me jewels of how to make it, how to survive, how to keep your head afloat when things don't look like it's going to work out for you. How do you still stay intact with God and stay in tune with the Lord, knowing that he's the author and the finisher of your faith? How to stay in tune with
Amen.
God connected to him. Amen. So we got to learn how to stay connected to God.
Right.
In spite of what it looks like,
Pastor,
in spite of what we're going through, we've got to learn to stay connected to God. Amen.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
I want to open up so if anybody have any questions also for you. But I am truly blessed. I know my listeners are truly blessed. There was some technical difficulties in the beginning. But I'd like to let everyone know you are listening to Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. This is Pastor Albert Kent Hatley, the senior pastor and founder of the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministry. It's just a blessing. You're divinely connected to be on my show, first of all. Let's just say that. You said everything that has been in my spirit. And I want everyone to know, too, that getting close to the healer through his word, you're being fed, spiritually fed, Pastor. You know, so much depression and oppression and people aren't friends like they should be, and people call themselves Christians. I'm not judging anyone. I'm just being real. I'm putting it out there. I'm like you. I like to be real because. It's then you that's letting, you know, the individual let the devil come in. But I thank you for just sharing this anointing and sharing this word and everybody that's on here. Pastor, you let me know we have maybe 20-something minutes left. Would you like to see if anyone have any questions they'd like to ask you?
Yes, by all means. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Does anyone have any questions that you would like to ask the pastor? You could ask now.
Something's happening going
Please
in and out.
Please do. Any questions? Anyone have a question you'd like to ask? This is
I don't have a question, but I need you to pray for my brother. He has cancer, bone cancer.
Okay. What's his name? Because I believe in calling the name.
Donnell Robinson.
To the Lord.
Donnell Robinson. Okay.
I'm sorry, say it again. I'm sorry, it's cut off for some reason.
His name is Donnell Robinson.
Donnell, okay, Donnell.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, first of all, for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for your strength on today, oh God. We realize that heaven and earth belong to you and that all power was conquered and given to you when you died on the cross and you rose on the third day just like
thank
you,
you
said.
Jesus.
Father God, you told us that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You told us also in your word, Lord, to ask, and whatsoever we ask the Father in your name, Jesus, that you would do it. And Father
Jesus.
God, we lift up Brother Donnell on today. You know all about his situation. You know the circumstances. You know what it is that's taking place and going on in his world and in his life right now. God, we ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, any hurts, any ailments, any afflictions, any pains, any diseases, God, you're able to heal right now. You're a God that heals, and there's nothing too hard for you. We're casting it on you today, and we're giving it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're standing on your word. We're claiming it done in Jesus' name, and we're thanking you in advance for the testimony and the results. We're thanking you in advance for hearing our prayer and answering us, oh God. And we thank you that when we hear again about Brother Donnell, we're going to get a praise report, and we claim it done in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Oh, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Call us with that. Call us back. Let the pastor know. Give a praise report because I'm going to make sure everyone gets his social networking so you can reach out to him. You can join some of his Bible studies and listen to his teachings. And is there
Amen.
Anyone else that have a question they may ask? Anyone else? Now is the time. This is time to get your praise the Lord. Go ahead.
My name is Michelle Boyd Smith, and I'm Peggy's cousin, and it's really a blessing. It's prophetic, you know, because I was doing something, and I just had time to just take time to get this call because Peggy, she said her pastor, one of the pastors is going to be on. But anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time. I just would like to have prayer for my marriage. I need a miracle in my marriage and in my family. My son is older. He's 32 years old, and my ex-husband lives with him. He takes care of his dad. And they're here in my home, and it's been nothing but havoc. And my husband and I, we've been married for a short time, maybe 5 years. And so we've been broke up for about a year now. And it's really a problem because it's based on this, my son. And it's kind of like complicated, but not really that complicated because I know God can do anything if he parted the Red Sea. But I need a miracle in this because his mother and his sisters, they kind of intervene, and they're kind of like into witchcraft. And I just want to put it out there. I don't tell my cousin everything. I know some other little hidden things that I never really brought out to the table, but that's what's occurring in my life. I just want to pray for a miracle because I know God can do anything but fail. He can do
okay.
the impossible.
Let me ask you, if I may, what do you desire? What do you want? You want the marriage to work?
I want the marriage to work. I don't want it to end.
Okay.
My husband is sick right now.
All right.
His name is Chris.
Father God, we come today, oh God, on behalf of this young lady, oh God, this woman of God. You know all about that situation, God.
Yes.
First of all, we bind the spirit of witchcraft, every incantation, every spell, every work, every secret work. God snatched the covers off and revealed the enemy. In the name of Jesus, bind the spirit of witchcraft right now. Every spell, every incantation, every hoodoo work, God bind it right now in the name of Jesus. You told us to bind it and we bind it. And we're standing on the blood. The blood prevails today in that home, on those children, in that marriage right now. Touch the mind of the man and the woman. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you intervene. Lord, step in. Lord, step in. Lord Jesus, step in right now and let them both feel your presence in the name of Jesus. Give them to know that they already have the victory. Give her to know that she has the victory. Like right now, I don't care what it looked like, give her to know that she already has the victory in the name of Jesus. God, we magnify your name today, and we're standing on your promises, God, and we know that all is well in the name of Jesus. All is well in that home and in that marriage. Let your love return. Let the love return. Let the oneness return and the love return in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you right now. In that family, restore the structure. Restore the family. Restore the unit right now of that family and of that home in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you right now. Let the guardian angel walk up and down in that home, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the guardian angel walk around the premises of that home, all in the yard, around the back door, the front door, everywhere. Let the angel walk around in the name of Jesus and shield and protect and ward off anything that's not like you. And God, we thank you for doing it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God. It's done. It's done, and you stand on the promise of God. It's done in Jesus' name, and stand on
His word.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else have a question or anyone? Anyone? Now is the time. Anyone? Well, I'm just getting my spirit fed because I love God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Pastor,
thank
you're going to have to come back on this show because you are just really.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, don't put it back.
I hear ambient sound in the background. Can you please stop? Anybody have any ambient sound going on? Hello? Any ambient sound going on? You need to mute your phones, please. Thank you so much. We don't want to interrupt the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. So I've turned some mics off. If you need to reach out to me, you know how to reach me. You can send me a text, but we don't want to interrupt the Holy Spirit because the Word of God is going, and this is what we need. This is healing. It's, you know, it's so much mental health going on. It's so much physical, mental health that's going on and physical and shootings and this violence and the president and the leadership and just everything.
Yes, Lord.
And I just love God.
Yes,
and Pastor,
Lord.
I am just really, really, wow. I'm just really right where you are because, you know, healing starts with, and you're going to have to have you come back too. I want you to share with on the next time of how do you get to that point? How do you establish that personal relationship?
Yes.
Because we're in a spiritual warfare. You got to read the words. You got to hear the words. This show is very important because we're into a brand new year. What other best way to start off something without the Word of God? You can't do nothing without the Word of God. You got to pray up the step. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to pray.
Right.
Prayer brings healing. And it's like we're in a contest. And you said, Pastor, friends, how many have them? How many can you count on your hand? I mean, even when you say Christian, I'm not judging anyone, but a Christian is supposed to be Christ-like. A Christian is supposed to have agape love.
Yeah.
A Christian is supposed to, you pray with me, I pray for you. We're supposed to share the vision and be on one accord.
That's right.
Nobody separates but the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he sneaks
right
on in, and people say, the devil. Sometimes you allow the devil to come in because you got to clean yourself first.
That's it. That's it.
You
got to
cleanse yourself. You're the pastor. I'm not. Go ahead, Pastor. You, the
not,
show,
I'm not
you,
to cut you off. I just wanted to, not to cut you off, but I just wanted to, I feel led that somebody's on the line who may be a little ashamed to voice out and speak out what they're dealing with. And I want you to know there's nothing to be ashamed of. I am not one to judge. I believe in taking things to God and standing on faith. I'm a man of faith. And when I pray to God and ask God to work and to move, I just believe that he's going to do what I ask him to do.
Amen.
There's someone who has been troubled and having trouble in their mind. Someone is troubled in their mind. The enemy is trying to torment your mind. And I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, and I bind it right now. You shut your mouth
in
the
name
of Jesus. Spirit, demonic force, you shut your mouth. In Jesus' name, I speak peace right now. In the mind of this young woman and this young man, I speak peace right now. Lord God, your peace. Your peace, Lord, right now. Give them peace and give them to know, Lord Jesus, and give them to hear your voice, Lord. Your voice. Let them hear your voice today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Give them peace. Give them peace in the name of, in their spirit, in their mind, in their heart. Give them peace today that they can relax in you and rest in you. And, Lord, we thank you. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
But it's definitely needed.
It was needed. Yes, it was needed. Someone's there, and you're right. You could speak up now.
Yes, indeed.
Because we're getting our spirits fed. It's all about God's word, God's promises. This is how you move forward. You can't move forward unless you have God. God to order your steps. Are you ready to move your feet?
You got to be
Lord.
Ready.
You need no validation from anybody
yes,
but
indeed.
Lord. Anyone want to say anything?
To work for you, like
I
was sharing, when I asked the Lord to take the taste away, I wanted him to. I was honest and straight up with the Lord, and he did just what I asked him to do. And I stand
praise
today
Lord.
To know that God will hear you. He will answer your prayers. If you have a desire to want him to move and you ask him to move, he'll move for you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He's a God. He said, I'm a God that cannot lie. My word is not going to return void. Where he sends his word, wherever he sends his word is going to accomplish where until he sent it, and it's not going to return void. That's what it can't do, because he's not a God that can lie. So when we send his word out there and speak his word, and we speak his word, it's going to do what we ask him to do with his word.
Amen.
The centurion soldier said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. My daughter's at home sick. I'm not worthy that you come I'm a man of authority, but I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. But if you speak your word, your word is going to travel and go where it needs to go and do what needs to be done. And on today, I'm a firm believer on that we just speak his word and it's going to do it.
That's right.
I'm expecting some testimonies.
It's the word.
Well, I didn't doubt
it's sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes, indeed.
Who's speaking now?
I didn't get
now?
On the line by accident. I was just saying, I didn't get on the line
say it again.
I said I didn't get on the line today by accident because I was busy, and I'm telling you, I just happened to tap in because I kind of missed her shows a few times, and I just said, let me go ahead and do it. And this is like prophetic. This is like, I'm blown away, and God is mind-blowing anyway. You know, he's awesome.
That's
all.
Well, anyone else have a word to share?
Well, thank you, Jesus.
I don't want the show to end. I want to make sure because we definitely want to fellowship with you and hear from what God is speaking in and through you, definitely.
Yes.
So how can we be a part? And do you have any social media?
My social media is Covenant Thinking. Instagram is Covenant Thinking. Thank Facebook, you. Also Covenant Thinking. Also, I'm on TikTok, TikTok.com at Covenant Thinking. Please log on. I'll be posting this particular show today, as well as other scriptures and things to encourage you that you can kind of tap in throughout the week. And, you know, just to get a little something from the Lord, amen, to encouraging word, scriptures throughout the day and everything. So those are my links. Feel free anytime to tap. And also feel free to call, amen. I'm beginning to open the prayer line for those that want to call in for just prayer, that just simply want prayer, that the Lord will work in their behalf. And we're trusting God on that. So feel free to tap in anytime. Yes, indeed.
Okay, and that's Pastor Albert Kent Hatley.
Hatley.
And if you didn't get that, that's Hatley.
Yes.
H is in Henry, A-T-L-E-Y, Facebook.com/ Covenant Thinking, Instagram.com/ Covenant Thinking, TikTok.com/ Covenant Thinking.
Yes.
All right. Did I miss anything, Pastor?
No, ma'am. You covered it. Thank you so much.
I covered it. Yes. Anyone have anything? Yes. Because I'm going to let the pastor take
indeed.
It. Anyone?
Yeah, Pastor.
Well,
I have a son. He's on the line. Excuse me. Hello, Pastor?
Yes.
I have a son. He's on the line. His name is Brandon, and he's in Houston, Texas right now. And I just want to say something. Basically, you know, he just needs a little bit of prayer. He's on right now. He's kind of shy and bashful, but he's been doing a lot of life-saving things. He's kind of bashful. I'm just going to say it.
No,
this is one of the pastors.
Please forgive me, my phone is acting up.
Okay, we can take his name and he can take his name and pray. His name is Brandon.
Okay. Brandon,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on right now, and he's in Texas, and he's
okay.
a truck driver.
Brother
and he's
Brandon,
been in some
God bless you, young man.
Thank
you.
Pray
and ask the Lord, amen, to step in and be and to bless, amen. There's some doors that you desire to open for you. This you're in a way of decision. You're about to make some decisions, and you want to make the right decision on some things.
Thank
Father God, we thank
God.
You for your goodness. We thank you for this young man,
thank
Brother
you,
Brandon,
Jesus.
Oh God, as he's contemplating on some things, and he wants to make the right decision, some directions in his life. Certain
yeah.
things, personal as well as schooling, job-wise. Lord, touch him now. Give him direction,
yeah.
oh God. Heart. Strengthen his
yeah.
heart. Encourage him now. Give him to know, God, that you're real. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Give him to know, God,
yeah.
that you're real. In your own magnificent
mm-hmm.
way.
Yes, Jesus.
Touch him mm-hmm. and give him to know that you're yet in the blessing business, and that you're real, oh God. He's seen
yes.
some things. He's heard some things. He's been around some people and done some things, oh God. God, give him to know that you're real and allow him to develop a one-on-one with you. And God, we thank you now for this young man. In
thank
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. We magnify your name for what you're doing even now
yes.
in his life and what you're going to do and for the steps that he's going to take have already been ordered by you. And we
yes.
magnify your name, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, Pastor,
amen.
Do you have a, can you give us like a, we have like 2 minutes. Can you give us some words for 2 minutes? The time went by so fast, but that's how it is with the Word of God.
Sure.
I have totally been fed. Okay. So
okay.
everybody
I
that's listening, I'm going to have to pass a few words. And
okay.
I want everyone to know, please. Tune in. I've given you all the information to Pastor Albert Hatley.
Amen.
Also, Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio, second and the last Sunday of the month at 5 o'clock, Texas 7, Eastern Time, 8 o'clock. And this is
Amen.
Truly a blessing. I want to say thank you for coming and joining us on Women in Motion. And can you give us some words for like 2 minutes, Pastor?
Amen. I would say to you on today, each and every one, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't worry about what it looked like. Amen. Sometimes we get caught up or distracted by what things look like. Don't worry about what it looks like. You just keep your hand in God's hands. When it comes to our jobs, our home, our communities, even in the political arena, amen, our assemblymen, our presidents, and different things, keep your hand in God's hand. He is not going to fail us.
Yes.
He is not going to fail us. He's going to yes. come through for us. He's there. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And he stands sure of his word. So I encourage you today just to keep your hand in God's hand and stay focused on him, regardless of what it looked like. Continue to work with the Lord and keep your hand in his hand, and he will come through for you. We serve a God that cannot lie, and we serve a God that cannot fail. In him, there is no failure. Amen. So be encouraged on today and just
Amen.
Know that God is with us. Amen. Regardless of what it looked like.
Amen.
Keep your hand, and don't be afraid to get on your knees and pray, and don't be afraid to get in that word. Amen. Get in that word.
That's
open
right.
that word up
mm-hmm.
and begin to read
yeah.
that word for yourself. Get on your develop a prayer life and begin to talk to the Lord. Even in your rushing throughout the day, talk to the Lord while you're in the grocery market. Talk to the Lord
That's right.
while you're behind the wheel of your car
Amen.
Driving on the street. Talk to the Lord while you're on the bus. You know,
Amen.
It's nothing wrong with having a little conversation with the Lord. Amen. And talking to
That's
the Lord.
Amen.
Keep your line of communication
Amen.
Open with him. Amen. Keep your line of communication open with him. And just
Amen.
Know that he is here with us. God bless you tonight. Amen.
God bless you, and we on myself and behalf of all of my listeners,
once again, to be able to come forth and to share. I look forward to another, amen, whenever you have another open door for me, I look forward to coming and sharing with you. I enjoyed myself on tonight, and I just love talking about the Lord. That's just me.
Me too, and guess what? It's always an open door for you with the Word of God, but I want to say this. We thank you, Pastor, for coming on and sharing the Word of God and sharing your testimony and that powerful Word. I know that my spirit was edified. I know everyone listening was edified. Keep us all in your prayers. We'll keep you in our prayers as well. Remember, everyone, pray up, to stay up, read your word, study your word, love, agape love, walk in forgiveness. Share the salvation and the goodness of the Lord. Let your light so, and remember, God is good all the time. Once again, Pastor, I look forward to having you back soon. You're listening to Women in Motion live on eWater Radio, and I'm your host, Peggy Avila, and I'll talk to you next time. Life is not measured by the breaths that we take, but the moments that take our breath. It's nice to be important, but just as important to be nice. Stay blessed. It's a brand new morning.